I'm going to ask you about the Canadians. When you coach them, and I know times have changed, the way we consume media is different, but when you coach the Montreal Canadiens, and I remember that one of the things a lot of people liked about the Canadiens during their run was you guys kind of became the anti-Philadelphia Flyers in a lot of ways. You guys kind of became the guys who played hockey the right way. Did when you were coaching that team and when you were in all those playoff games, was there a feeling that something beyond simply a hockey game was happening, you know, when you were in those finals, that it was something a little deeper than that?
Maybe in the Philadelphia won in 74 and 75. Yeah, that was two in a row. And then we were able to beat them in 76, a real tough series. We had pretty good success against them, even when they won the 2 years. But they were a real tough team. But Boston was also, we played Boston two or three times later. Mm-hmm. But they were also a real different kind of team than those teams had guys that were really powerful, strong, tough guys that could. I mean, they fought quite a bit, but they also they didn't have players that never played. They played, you know. I mean, all those players, even on Philadelphia, you know, Schultz and these kind of players. They were regular players. So, yeah, when we went into the finals in 76, yeah, that was the first year we won there. That was, we felt that that was a big test for our team because we had come together with a lot of draft picks in a row that all came all of a sudden, you know, LaFleur and Schutt, Robinson, all those guys. And yeah, we felt that we had to stand up to them, but we weren't the same kind of team, you know. We had different kind of players, but we had some pretty aggressive guys. Mm-hmm. We had Risebrough, Lambert, Tremblay, but not matching up in the fighting part. But we had players that could play, and Robinson also. He was probably the catalyst. Larry Robinson was as tough a player as I've seen in the league, you know, that was a highly proficient type of player. So we felt it a little bit, but once the game started, of course, you're in the hands of how you play.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott, did you have to coach that team differently in the playoffs than you did in the regular season?
I don't think so. Philadelphia, they had a terrific line. They had Clark, Barber, and Reggie Leach. We did coach differently in that series in 76 because I don't think there was a line. Our top line was Lemaire, LaFleur, and Schutt, and sometimes Pete Mahovlich played with LaFleur and Schutt, but there wasn't many teams that could go out against Clark's line. So we played the strategy in that series. We weren't going to match up Bobby Clark's line with one of our lines. So we had another line of Risebrough, Tremblay, Lambert that was a hard-working, a pretty aggressive line. And then we had a very strong defensive line of Doug Jarvis, Bob Gainey, I think, and Rajah Houle or Jimmy mm-hmm. Roberts played there too. But we tried to have – Bobby Clark was a great player, and we didn't want him beating up on one of our centermen, so we kind of used all three. One line was offensive, LaFleur's line. We gave him a taste of that. Then we would play Risebrough's line because they were just a really hard-working line. That's what Clark's line also could do. And then we gave them a checking line with Jarvis and Gainey leading it. So it was an interesting series. Every game was, I think, by one goal.
Scotty Bowman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Scotty, you're now director of hockey ops, advisor with the Chicago Blackhawks. You may end up facing the Canadians. I mean, each team has to win another series. I realize that. But what do you make of this edition of the Montreal Canadiens?
Chicago had only two games with them. They had a home and home. Mm-hmm. And I think the first game in Montreal, Canadians won in overtime on a power play. Subban, I think, scored. And then they played it maybe a little bit later. Towards the end of the season, they played a game in Chicago, and the Hawks had to tie the game up in the last minute, and then they won it in overtime. So they're looking at those two games, but they've come a long way during the season. At the beginning of the season, people were wondering if they were big enough or strong enough. But you know, they've added some pretty good pieces since the deadline. Those players are meaning a lot to their team. It seemed like just small changes, but you know, the defenseman Weaver gave them some depth. Now he's playing very regular. Vanek is a specialist. He's a power play guy. But I think the other two, the other player that they added, Dale Weiss from Vancouver, that was a surprise kind of addition. But they look like they're only small deals, but they've rounded their team off.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see them play Tampa in the first round. And, you know, they got some underrated players, Plekanec and Desarnais. People think they're small players, but they play bigger than their size. And I think they're more a balanced team than people give them credit for. But Subban, to me, Subban and Price have raised their level. Price was hard for to raise his level. He was so good down the stretch and in the Olympics. But Subban especially, he's become a complete player, you know. People said, well, he was on the Olympic team, but they didn't play him very much because they were afraid that he was high risk. But the risks have really been eliminated, and he's now he decides a lot of games the way he plays, you know.
Scotty, it was good of you to join us today. I wish we had a little more time to talk to you. I'm sure a lot of people, you'll be in demand with a lot of people, and if it is Chicago, Montreal, it's going to be it'll be a hoot. It'll be a terrific series. And again,
yeah, it's a lot of hockey till there.
Absolutely, yeah. There certainly is, and we appreciate you joining us. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.